This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
But Brandon Adams is joining us a day early, as tomorrow's going to be a little bit different as we're going to be up at the Atlanta United training ground. Brandon, nice enough to come on Monday and chat with us. Host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily. B.A., how are you?
What up, B?
You know, when we're talking about a win over Tennessee, I'll do it any day of the week. I'll do it today and tomorrow if you want to. We'll do it any day you want to, as long as we're talking about this and not what we were forced to talk about last week with a lost Ole Miss. Much better conversation this time around.
It's amazing how much more fun it is to talk about games like that than it is to talk about losses. So today we've kind of had double, right? We've had the Georgia game, which you can lean on for fun, and then the Falcons game, which certainly wasn't any of that. Let me ask you a big picture question about, like, I think we'll zero in on some of the ins and outs of Saturday, but from a big picture standpoint, what was the meaning for Georgia winning that game on Saturday night?
I think it's a couple of things. I do think it validates something that Kirby Smart has said a pretty good bit, which could almost sound like an excuse. Hey, when you have to go play at Ole Miss or at Alabama, that these games are hard to win on the road. And while we would say that's true, we would say, well, it's still your job to do what's hard. That's why you get paid $100 million. But nonetheless, you know, when Georgia gets its own home game, its own environment, you are reminded of, man, they have been forced to go play in these hostile environments over and over again this season, and finally they got a chance to kind of have friendly confines on Saturday between the hedges. And now you look at the situation, and this is what it really comes down to. You know, Georgia's got five games this year against a Clemson team that was in the top 20 last week, a Tennessee team which is in the top 10, an Ole Miss team which is in the top 10 now, a Bama team which is, you know, kind of right there around that sort of playoff, you know, mark as well. And Georgia goes 3-2 in these games, including winning at Texas, who's ranked number 3 at the moment. You know, obviously, it's not a perfect Georgia team, and they may not win the national championship. But hard not to say, to use a double negative, that they haven't done their job. When they're 3-2 and that's played the five games, and the wins like Tennessee and Texas and Clemson are all by a pretty convincing, you know, margin. I mean, to me, that's a pretty strong statement about what Georgia is, even in light of a couple of defeats.
What was your opinion of the atmosphere as IBA? I mean, like you said, 37 days since their last home game, and it's a night game against a must-win back-against-the-wall situation. I don't know if were you there in the house Saturday night. What was it like?
I sure was. So I'll tell you, say two things. It was awesome. It was incredible. I thought that Georgia pulled out all the stops, and they probably needed to. They certainly did. And I don't know what the sport does about this. This is like a longer conversation than we can have right now. Maybe we'll do this one day in the winter or something. But the sport's just a different sport at night. And the Big Ten has this issue. They're complaining about the big noon kickoff. Yep. Lane Kiffin said what he said the other day. I don't know how you make this fair, or even if fairness is even a consideration, but playing the game in the daytime and playing the game at night is just a different sport. And Saturday, Georgia finally got a chance to sort of let its crowd enjoy an all-day tailgate and come out there and just take full advantage of it. And it was awesome. Now, I'll also say this, too. I was in the stands for a while because I wanted to soak up the atmosphere in a way you really can't do if you're in the press box. And this was an edgy crowd to begin the game. There are a lot of Georgia fans who came here with a little bit of skepticism. And so it's amazing how tenuous the relationship between team and fan base kind of is right now. I think that Saturday helps that a little bit. But for everything that you saw on television, being there in the stadium, man, it was so close a couple of times to sort of kind of getting away from you or not quite building the way that it did to the full crescendo. But pretty interesting to see it play out where finally everybody did come together and really made the night everything it was supposed to be.
Brandon Adams joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Normally talk to BA on Tuesdays, but nice enough to join us on Monday to talk about the win over Tennessee on Saturday night. Now we've seen, you know, we've seen all these top teams play, you know, a varying degree of hard games. You just went through the five hardest ones that Georgia's played. Some teams have played less than that. Most teams have played less than that. I don't think anyone's played more than that. But I feel like we know them, right? Like, we have a pretty good idea of who these teams are now. Who are the teams that you really consider as national championship contenders? I know that the playoff conversation is one thing, but, like, teams that you really think have an opportunity to win a national championship this year?
So I think you'd have to put Ohio State and Oregon in that category, even though neither one of them have really played the, you know, super tough schedules. I think we probably think we know enough to assume that they're, you know, they're pretty good. And Oregon obviously is making it, other than Saturday, is making it look pretty easy right now. So you'd have to give them some validation for that. I got to tell you, and I did not think we'd be here. I mean, based on what they did to Georgia, I think you have to consider Ole Miss a team that could win the national championship, just, you know, just given the way they can kind of do it on both sides of the ball. I do believe, though, if you were to kind of offer me a free ticket right now on any team that I could cash, if they did win the national championship, as much as it pains me to admit, I might take Alabama because, you know, Alabama, you know, does have a nice collection of wins. They blew out LSU. They blew out Missouri. They beat South Carolina. They beat Georgia. I believe I might take a ticket on Alabama. That's not my prediction to win the national title. I just think they've proven something with their wins. They've also lost a couple. But here's the important point, and maybe this is what you're building to, that if I'm kind of saying, well, hey, maybe Alabama or, you know, Ohio State, Oregon haven't done much, but we think they're probably pretty good. You know, it's so wide open that you cannot exclude Georgia from this conversation. That for at times not great as Georgia has been, if the answer to who will win it's not obvious, that means why not Georgia is a very fair question to ask.
What about our quarterback? Was this the best game he played? I mean, just top to bottom. I know he had some good moments in the Clemson game, but just all-around games. Is this the best game Carson's played this year?
I do think so, and it's perhaps not a coincidence that also happened the same week the Georgia offensive line also had its best game, too.
Right.
This was a really nice thing to see. Georgia offensive line, there was a great video that we captured before the game of Dylan Fairchild walking into the stadium carrying his lunch pail, which is, you know, kind of obviously a symbolic gesture. I thought that looked really, really cool. This was clearly a blue-collar effort from the Georgia offensive line. And then lo and behold, Carson Beck had a lot of time to throw, and all of a sudden the offense looked a lot sharper. It's kind of funny how that works out sometimes, but that was certainly the way it played out on Saturday.
Hey, I don't know if you know this stuff off the top of your head. Maybe if you don't, that's fine. We can move on to something else. But what are the scenarios now for an SEC championship path? Like, obviously, Georgia's done playing SEC games, but not everybody is. What are the scenarios in the final couple weeks of the season?
Okay, so the simplest one is now over, right? It could have been Tennessee and Texas both essentially playing their way in with wins. Tennessee beating Georgia, beating Vanderbilt. Texas obviously beating the tomato cans that's playing. And they could have both made the SEC championship. Well, now the Tennessee side of that is more complicated because they've lost to Georgia. Texas is still the easy one because if they do win out, they would be in. LSU losing, believe it or not, on Saturday I think was a somewhat – interesting result because even though they have the three losses overall, they had some tiebreakers that could potentially work out for them. I believe now if we're thinking about opponent winning percentage, combined cumulative opponent winning percentage, whatever the phrase is, Alabama might do okay with that. I think there is some chatter. I mean, it's obviously really complicated, and I'll say this real quickly. I think one of the things that we're learning in the 12-team playoff era and going through this the first time we experienced this, you know, I think most of us assume that the two teams that play in the SEC championship would be the two best teams in the SEC. Mm-hmm. But because the formula for how you get there is so complicated, all the tiebreakers, and because Texas just plays a schedule, and I'm not trying to be snarky, I'm just being honest, that's so different than the rest of the SEC, whoever it is that's playing in Atlanta, I don't think we have any really true belief those really are the two best teams in the SEC. They just happen to be the two best teams that qualified. So the takeaway then is, we said before the year began, well, there's no way the loser of the SEC championship could be excluded from the SEC, or I should say from the college football playoff. Well, now I'm not quite so sure, just given the fact that there are a lot of teams that have a very similar record, and it's almost like two of them are being drawn out of a hat to go play the SEC championship. I think figuring out how the SEC championship fits into the overall college football playoff story is a very hard thing to do right now.
B.A., what do you think? Because we were talking, about around the SEC and everything like that, the different teams. But there's one team that we talked about, and we always make fun of them and everything. What do you think of
this holiday? BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event: the Agile X3, engineered for any adventure; the plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence; and the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
About this Gator win on the weekend?
I mean, they are obviously an improved team with DJ Lagway at quarterback, and certainly they have what everybody wants, which is some hope to sell during the offseason. The big issue here, though, is Brian Kelly and LSU. First of all, y'all know I hate Florida. I was dying laughing at Florida, the official account. I mean, they were just pounding Brian Kelly all weekend, which I thought was really funny, to be honest with you. And, you know, if you're LSU, you can't lose this game. I mean, like, the one thing that Kelly always did at Notre Dame, he never lost to a non-ranked opponent. When they were point spread favorite against an unranked team, those were rubber stamp wins for Brian Kelly at Notre Dame. Well, now at LSU, not only is Kelly not winning the big game, something he never did at Notre Dame, he's not winning the easy games, at least theoretically easy games, something that he always did at Notre Dame. I don't quite know what Kelly's future is at LSU, but, man, I think one of the big takeaways from the SEC thus far this year is a program where national champions are the expectation. Last three coaches to be employed by LSU all won national titles while there. Brian Kelly is below that standard right now.
Hey, what did you make of Kirby's little snarky comment about the College Football Playoff Committee walking off the field on Saturday night? I agree with what he said, but what did you make of him saying that?
I was glad that he did. Obviously, I think a lot of us, you know, feel pretty strongly that the committee's not really doing a very good job. I'm a little surprised that Kirby said it because he typically just sidesteps all of that. But if he wants to sort of join the fight, I'm glad. What's the Wolf of Wall Street meme? One of us, one of us. I'm glad to have Kirby be one of us now if he wants to get on board with criticizing this committee, because there's certainly plenty to criticize about it each and every week.
What did he say? They asked him, you know, do you think you're impressed? And he goes, I don't know what they want to see
because
they don't know what they're looking for.
Yeah, he says, I don't know what they're looking for. They wouldn't know it if they saw it. He said, I don't know what they're looking for. I would add, I'm not sure they'd know it if they saw it. And, you know, good for him, because I don't believe that Georgia's getting credit right now for the schedule that it's played. And honestly, if you don't argue for your own behalf, as Kirby's doing, then who else is going to? Yeah. So I was glad that Kirby said what he said.
Yeah, no, and I think he stands on firm ground as well, having them fall nine spots after that loss to Ole Miss, who's a good team. It's just kind of random. And I guess, you know, as much as we thought the 12-team playoff might change it, seems like all they care about is the losses, like not in the strength of schedule and all that stuff. I guess we'll find out when they do another ranking tomorrow and when they finally make the bracket at the end of it. But I liked what he said, too. Brandon, thank you.
Appreciate it, B.
Yeah, fun to be with you guys. Thanks a lot.
Brandon Adams there, host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily as well. And
whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!